good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. All my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events all over Turtle Island. And as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post. Located at 700 Nicollet Mall in downtown Minneapolis, we support Native American artists.
We do, and we're going to be live tomorrow, and I know how much you love that, Wendy, that we're going to be Murphy's Law. We're going to be live at Lake Phelan.
Yep.
And we're going to do the show live there, and there's the 5K, the Ho-Chunk Run 5K health walk around the lake. So mm-hmm. I think that's two times around Lake Phelan. And we'll be there, and they're giving out shirts. There's 400 people this year that have signed up that will be getting shirts, food, and prizes. So yeah, hopefully we'll win a prize this year because I never do.
And hopefully the weather will hold up. So
well, it is rain or shine. So,
it is. All right. So
wear your poncho, and you and I will be doing the radio show, so we'll have to do our walk around the lake after the show.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be people from Wisconsin in our tribe, all over Minnesota, and plus all the urban tribes here in Minnesota will have representation.
What time does it start? Do you know?
Well, roughly 5.
5, okay.
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so
Lake Phelan, come on down, say hi.
And we'll be live at 6,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then if all of fails, we have Gina to take over the show, and she'll do well. Speaking of Gina, we got Gina with the news, and we're gonna have a little two parts of the news possibly, and then we have Misko coming on, and we had so much great response last time, Wendy and Gina, about Misko being on talking about powwow etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is powwow season. COVID is still with us, but we're getting out and about and outside. And that sounded really Minnesotan, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Out and about. You betcha.
Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Got a binder.
Hot dish.
Yeah. And you guys in Wisconsin, don't think we're not talking about the Midwest here. So, hey, so without any further ado, Wendy, let's get with Gina with the news. Thank you so much, Gina. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Hi, Wendy. Hi, Robert. Hi, everyone out there. Gina Peltier and Dijnakaj, Makadewa, Makwa, and Dudum, Anishinaabe, and Dujjaba, Mikanakwaji, and Niniwa. I'm Gina Peltier, and I am back Black Bear Clan, and I am Anishinaabe from the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa, and I am from North Dakota, and so whenever we bump into someone or something, it's always, excuse me. So I can always tell when someone's from the area. They always say, I love it. And thanks for having so much faith in me, guys. I really, really appreciate it. And I really hope I can do a good job if you ever do that to me. Oh, my goodness. Like big shoes to fill. So moving on. So we are all facing difficult challenges with the new laws, including the LGBTQ+. And in Florida, a law known as the Don't Say Gay Bill limits what teachers in public schools can teach students about gender identity and sexual orientation. And then in Texas, the governor and attorney general directed the State Department of Family and Protective Services to investigate and prosecute parents of transgender children for child abuse.
Oh my God.
In Texas, if parents are providing support and information to trans children, they could be tried for child abuse. It's just another way of trying to take our children away from us, honestly. But these laws are concerning, and our Two-Spirit youth are also at great risk. Two-Spirit is a direct translation of the Ojibwe term Nij Maniduwag. It typically means that someone's body simultaneously houses a masculine and feminine spirit. Two-Spirit was part of the Turtle Island long before colonization. Before colonialism, American Indians identified with more than two genders. Navajo Two-Spirit Trudy Jackson says that federal Indian policies have played a role in the erasure of Two-Spirit and gender nonconforming identities. The federal Indian policies reflected mainly the gender binary, and a lot of tribal leaders and communities embraced Christianity, where the stories and traditions of Two-Spirit were basically swept under the rug. So banning people from not talking about these things is going to have a direct consequence on public health. That historical aggression towards Two-Spirit humans has come up again as conquistadors gathered them, you know, beat them and fed them to the dogs. And this was the beginning of the erasures, you know, of the Two-Spirit and, of course, of our culture. So Two-Spirit, they were helpful. They made medicine. They gave the settlers water. And you never see that in the history books. So some states have passed laws restricting gender athletes, and at least 10 states have banned transgender athletes from participating in sports in a way that is consistent with their gender identity. The fight for equality is difficult, but hang on there and keep on fighting. If we all come together in a good way, we can make change, guys, and may the force be with our Two-Spirit. In Arizona, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is upholding a landmark ruling blocking a copper mine, a victory for the Tohono O'odham Nation, the Pascua-Yaqui tribe, and the Hopi tribe. The ruling stops mines that would have destroyed ancestral lands. Today, the 9th Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a landmark 29-ruling that blocked approval of a mile-wide open-pit copper mine in Arizona's Santa Rita Mountains. The Rosemont mine would have generated 1.9 billion tons of toxic mining waste that would have buried more than 3,500 acres of national forest system lands containing dozens of prehistoric tribal sites. This landmark decision further validates that the Rosemont's foreign owners have neither the legal right nor the valid mining claims for their proposed plan to destroy the sacred sites beneath the mountain with the poisonous, poisonous mine waste, said the Tohono O'odham Nation Chairman Ned Norris Jr. The ruling thoroughly dismantles the error-riddled process and reinforces the importance of protecting these sites and the entire region's water supply. As decisive as this decision is, Rosemont's foreign investors will likely continue to try and profit through environmental and cultural destruction. So we must not allow this to happen. And quite honestly, this just sounds like a broken record all over Turtle Island of corporations just wanting to take unnecessary resources. You know, like I'm wearing Winona's hemp shirt today. I mean, hemp can fix the whole world. And, you know, we can talk a whole show about hemp, but that's for another time, guys. So in 2019, the U.S. District Judge James Soto overturned the U.S. Forest Service approval of Rosemont, calling it arbitrary and capricious, and siding with the Tohono O'odham Nation, the Pascua-Yaqui tribe, and the Hopi tribe, who brought the lawsuit challenging the approval. The tribes were represented by Earth Justice. Rosemont would have excavated a half-mile deep pit that would puncture the regional aquifer, again, sounds familiar, reversing groundwater flows and depleting surface flows at multiple springs, seeps, and streams into perpetuity. And there's one more thing, you guys, I want to say. The mountains are also home to the last jaguar population in the United States. So, I mean, we have to preserve the wildlife and the sacred, and, you know, the iconic El Jefe jaguar has been caught on film over the years in these mountains. So, I mean, this is great news, and we need to save the jaguars. And, you know, what do you guys think about that?
Woohoo. Yeah, that makes me happy. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk a little more, and then we'll wait for Misko to jump on. And then you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and you might have to do that hemp show tomorrow. We don't know yet. Keep your fingers crossed. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by. Stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents, I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Yeah, we have a couple things to talk about here before we don't see Misko on yet. So one of the things Wendy and I were talking about with your news there, Gina, is that I've heard and have spoken upon this too, is the Two-Spirit were always very important community members, because they could do two jobs. They could nurture our young and also help with the heavy lifting, you know. I wanted to say chop wood, but more than that, you know.
And yeah, they were held in high regard in the tribes.
And, you know, when we were being colonized, the first people that the colonizers would kill are the Two-Spirit and the medicine man. So, I mean, that's a great piece that you brought up today. Mm-hmm. And I know you got a couple other things going on, too, that you'd like to talk about, Gina. So why don't you talk about that while we're waiting?
Yeah, sure. Thanks again, guys, for having me on and letting me always spread the good word. And, you know, as always, I like to also share events, you know, going on around Turtle Island. And if you can, it's always important to show physical support. And it's always fun to get together with like-minded humans and share interests and ideas and make plans about how to better everyone's future. And this world is being destroyed by psychopaths, and we must not allow this to happen. So, and there's so much going on in the world today. It's such a great stress reliever to get together with family. So in central West Virginia, there is going to be a walk for the Appalachia's future starting May 24th and going through June 4th. Community members, land defenders, and activists will be traveling along the route of the Mountain Valley Pipeline. Along the way, they'll visit frontline communities fighting the Mountain Valley Pipeline. Environmental racism and and they'll celebrate resistance in the Appalachia. Organizers from the walk for the Appalachia's future will give an overview of the trek through the West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina. They'll also talk about the fight against the Mountain Valley Pipeline, Joe Manchin, and then the Mountain Valley Pipeline Gate, and more. So organizers will provide details to participants about the events and actions, and I'll drop the link for the sign-up form in the chat below. And I found out about this event on the Indigenous Environmental Network's Facebook. It just popped up in my news feed. So that's a big reason I'm on Facebook, is just to see what's going on around Turtle Island and see all the good fights and stuff like that. And then this summer, Honor the Earth is returning to the Shell River. They are forming the Shell River Alliance. It's pretty exciting. They intend to protect the Shell River for all through education, advocacy, land trusts, conservation work, and by building a community. So they are inviting friends and allies and water protectors to come and join them in a good way for 3 weekends of camping at the Shell City Campground. So that is going to be June 10th to the 12th, and then July 15th to the 17th, and then August 26th to the 28th. They will serve food and provide an opportunity to share updates on the work to protect the Shell River and make plans to work together. They'll also offer the opportunity for those who visit to come and learn of the work of Honor the Earth and their sister organizations, not only to protect the water, but also to create the economic strategies to rebuild a sustainable, durable, and respectful way of the region. The activities include camping and catching up with people. You know, last year we were busy fighting Line 3 and trying to stop that construction, and we've seen the devastating effects that they have that Enbridge has caused to our land and our water just by putting in that pipeline with their multiple aquifer breaches and their frack outs. You know, I've seen firsthand, you know, the poisonous destruction and the deadliness that they can cause with their frack outs, you know, just in the Mississippi alone. And you guys have heard me talk about that before, and it's quite traumatizing. So I won't put you through it again. So Honor the Earth is asking for you guys to come up to the Shell River to join them on these 3 weekends. They want you to enjoy yourself. They want you to go canoeing, come for a horseback ride, listen to music, and just kind of continue to be a community and build up that healingness that we all need. Education and outreach will be present, a presentation by the Honor the Earth and other water protectors on the ongoing monitoring of the Shell River. I think I might be right or wrong on this, but I do believe there is also a frack out in the Shell River and maybe another one in the Willow River. I'll get back to you on that, guys. Yeah, but
there's quite a few of them. I know that.
Yeah, there was a lot of them. But it's always good, too, to get education on how you can monitor other bodies of water as well. There will be updates on mussels, the development of the water quality campaign, and the concerns and strategies to address the water contamination by these industrial agricultural that's ongoing. And then the ongoing monitoring of the Enbridge Shell River crossings. So again, there's also going to be concerts too. So June, they're going to have an open mic. And then July 16th and 17th, Corey Medina is going to perform. And then on August 27th, Annie Humphrey is going to perform. And you know what? I got to tell you what, guys. Mm-hmm. Annie Humphrey sings so amazing. And to be honest, like, I wasn't really familiar and I didn't listen to her until I got into this movement. And you know what? I'm so ashamed of myself. And like, I'm like missing out. Like what? Like she needs to be out. Like media needs to be like, yo, look at Annie. She's got a great voice. Oh my goodness. Along with a great heart and a great soul. And I'm so grateful she's part of this movement too. So especially with all the Huber informational events she's been hosting. But with this event, though, that Honor the Earth is hosting, they will be having site visits, and they will be traveling to to see the work of Honor's sisters organizations on those Fridays and Saturdays. So they will be giving tours of their goat farm and then of Winona's hemp farm. I got the shirt on. And then the solar thermal manufacturing facility in Aking. And you guys, like, I love being in those areas. It's just so peaceful and healing. And it's a great reminder that of what we're working for and that we are capable of making these just transitions. I mean, Winona's doing it all. And thank you guys so much, you know, for having me on and letting me spread the good word and stuff like that. So I'm really excited for this event to come up, and I'm really glad they're holding it.
I got to give a quick plug. At Native Roots Trading Post, we do sell Winona hemp t-shirts there. Mm-hmm. And they are online, too. You can buy them online at the Native American Trading Post online store, too.
That's right. And we have Winona LaDuke's hemp pasta, which is really, I've never had hemp pasta before, but it's delicious. I've made it a couple of times already.
And also, Justin says that you're correct on all the list. He has a list in front of him, and he...
Of the frack outs.
Of the frack outs, mm-hmm. So it was really cool. It's an amazing thing. Winona's been doing this for many years. We should get her on the show again. We haven't had her on for maybe a month or so. So it's always good to check in with Winona and what's happening up there and all the great work that she's been doing for years and years and years.
Yeah, but we have Gina, her right-hand man there.
Exactly. I know, I can talk about it all day long. You guys, it's a dream.
Update. Yeah.
Well, look at this, Gina. You've done like half a show already, and so you're getting prepped up for tomorrow if all heck breaks loose with Wendy and I, whether it's a tornado or what's going to happen, but there's a chance of it to rain tomorrow, so be ready.
Yeah, so stay tuned. So tomorrow, like when we go live, it's really something else. Like you'll hear a lot of like background chatter, and you'll get to see like what's going on. If you watch us on Facebook, we'll kind of have the cameras around so you could like see what's going on and who's there and things. It'll be fun. So
it says
you'll check it out.
Ella said she got Winona's hemp noodles at Native Roots Trading Post right on her number 4 bus line.
And thank you, Alice, for posting your picture of the pasta dish that you made, and it looked delicious. So keep doing that.
Yeah, and you know, another thing we've got to mention too, Wendy, is Nancy Bolio got a rescue dog.
Yeah. Congratulations, Nancy, if you're listening. We always are gung-ho for rescuing.
Yes.
Always adopt, do not shop. So we're grateful for you for doing that. That's wonderful.
Look, there's the puppy down there.
Oh, wait. And there's Gina Peltier's dog, the Sheltie. And which one is that?
So that's Aria.
Okay.
She's resting and relaxing and getting better. I can already tell a change.
And Nancy says, I love him already. What's his name, Nancy?
I don't hope know it's if like Nancy has a name yet.
Robert or
what? Robert for a dog. I'm glad. So Aria is doing better and taking medication for thyroid disease.
Yes. Excellent. Yep. Okay. And I can already tell a change. It's a little change. But
yep. Fantastic. That's fantastic.
Well, great conversations as always with Gina. And maybe Wendy, we'll talk about our animal segment. So hold on, Gina, so you can haul with us and then we'll maybe end the show with Misko. How's that sound?
Sounds great. No
Boy,
problem.
Are we flexible here at Native Roots Radio. Right, like what Nancy wrote here in the chat, adopt, not shop. Yep. Right on. And if it's a little boy dog, Robert's a strong name. Just throwing that out there. Hey, we'll be right back after this short break with our sacred animal portion of the show.
Stay with us.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Even though things are getting better, COVID-19 is still around and a threat to our public health.
To best protect yourself, make sure you continue to wear masks in high traffic areas like concerts, sporting events, or crowded indoor buildings. Wearing masks can help prevent severe illness and reduce the strain on our hospitals and healthcare workers. Wear a mask with the best fit, protection, and comfort for you. This message is brought to you by the Native American Community Clinic. Find more COVID information by calling 651-304-9986.
Navigating COVID while protecting yourself can be difficult. Fortunately, there's a hotline you can call with any questions. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on vaccines, booster shots, and testing sites. Right now, booster shots are available to anyone over the age of 18 for those who are eligible. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline can also help with housing, food, medical, and educational support. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19, vaccinations, booster shots, or testing, please call 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986.
Hi, Minnesota. Make sure you tune into my program, the Tom Hartman Program, every weekday from 11 to 2 right here on AM 950. Smart radio for smart people.
Seward Co-op is now offering convenient self-serve and prepackaged hot options and salad bars at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Breakfast items available daily until 11 a.m. and brunch served all day every Sunday. Their weekly lunch and dinner menus highlight cuisines from around the world. They offer vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options daily. 95% of the ingredients used are organic from small-scale, local community food producers whenever possible. More at seward.coop.
All Energy Solar has been helping families and businesses switch to solar since 2009. Solar energy is not only better for the environment, it can save you money on your utility bills too. Still not sure if solar is right for you? All Energy Solar is rolling out a brand new spring solar energy webinar series. Free and open to the public, anyone can attend these webinars, whether you're interested in solar energy for residential, commercial, agriculture, or other types of property. During these one-hour events, All Energy Solar will illustrate how solar power has never been more affordable or easier to install. A solar expert will lead each event and be available to answer questions. And you can attend these virtual webinars from your home or office at a date and time that's convenient for you. Sign up and find the schedule for the solar energy free webinars at allenergysolar.com/webinar. That's allenergysolar.com/webinar.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
All right. Hey, I want to introduce my boss. Oh,
that was hello. A Freudian slip.
I don't know about Freudian, but that was definitely a slip. I want to introduce my boss, Wendy. Wendy's been running my life for 21 years, and she also talks about animals issues in a good way. Welcome, Wendy.
Is it 21 years, or is it going to be 22 the end of June?
I don't know. It's been like 22 minutes.
Underwater.
Yeah, drowning. Thank you. Thank you for writing my material. But yeah, I think 2001.
So it's 22 years?
21.
Oh, 21 years. Woohoo!
Remember we went to the faux shave for
our 20th? Oh, that's right, last year.
And I think you had COVID.
I was sick. Yeah. I know. Anyway.
But that'll be in our book. Exactly. All right. Welcome, Wendy.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanajihihani. That means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. And Dega is Tega, like a T, like Thomas, A-G-A, and that's Ho-Chunk.
He just stopped by and said, dream team.
I know. I really want him to He just got another kitty, and he adopted a cat, so I want him to put the kitty's name in the chat if you can do that, Curtis. I appreciate it, and always thank you for that beautiful name. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And today, and what happens regularly is that we often get emails or texts on, they're called action alerts, and they're about bills that are going to be put on to the floor of the Senate and the House so that the legislators can vote on them. And they send the action alerts so that we can let our legislators know about what we want them to vote on. So today I got an action alert, and I'm going to talk to you about that in just a minute. But first, what I want to do, you know what, maybe I will do that. I'm going to go and talk about that right now. So what we did, because this is important, and it's coming up on the House floor really, really soon, and we want our legislators to vote on it, and it's called the Puppy Protection Act, the Puppy Protection Act, and it's House File 2840, and it's Senate File 1385. So what this bill will do is it's going to really enhance how these dogs live, who are breeder dogs, right? Breeder dogs in the puppy mills. And this is a picture of a USDA licensed puppy mill. They keep the dogs in these wire cages. So what we want to do is until we're able to get rid of these puppy mills for good, we at least want these dogs to be able to stay in humane circumstances, right? So what this bill will do, it will amend a bill that's already in place, and it'll enhance so many good things that the dogs need, right? So it's going to ban harmful practices such as cage stacking and wire flooring. You know, these dogs are walking on these wires, and it really hurts their paws. So we want stable, and we want solid floors for the dogs. Require larger enclosures, including spacious outdoor exercise runs for all the dogs over 12 weeks old. We want this bill to require that all dogs be fed at least twice a day. Some dogs are not even fed once a day. Maybe they're fed maybe four or five times a week, and there's always a day that they don't get fed. But we want them to be fed twice a day. We want this bill to require the dog to be protected from sweltering or frigid temperatures. I mean, this is not too much to ask, right? We want require that each animal receive prompt treatment of illness or injuries that they have. A lot of times these dogs never even see a vet in their whole entire life. Require that each dog receive daily socialization and with humans and other dogs. Prohibit the overbreeding of dogs or breeding of these dogs that have serious health conditions, right? We don't need to have dogs that have genetic problems, and it's going to cost the consumer money to take care of these sick dogs. Require groups housing with other dogs unless health or behavioral issues are threatened. Require that breeders make every effort to find humane placement for retired breeding dogs rather than destroying them, because that's what happens most of the time. These dogs are just, you know, sometimes they're not even euthanized. I don't even want to tell you what they do, but they don't, you know, so this is not too much to ask. And as a humane policy volunteer leader, I am asked to do that. So what I did was I made a couple of calls, and I did some emails. Literally, it took me maybe 10 minutes today just to do that. So I called and I left a message for Erin Murphy, who is my Minnesota Senate. And I also called my House representative and emailed him, Dave Pinto, to ask them to co-sponsor this bill. We want to do that. So if you feel inclined to do that, you can also call your senator and your House representative and ask them to support or co-sponsor the Puppy Protection Act. So that's an easy thing to do. It takes literally less than 5 minutes. So Also, I have a couple of other things. Where's my hair? Am I on time here? I can't see the clock. There we go. Okay, so box turtles, they're moving around now, and you might see them. A couple of years ago, Robert and I stopped in the middle of the road, and we got a box turtle because he was crossing the street, and we want to get him out of the way. So what you want to do is you always want to move the turtle across the road safely in the direction that this box turtle was going, all right? You don't want to move them in the opposite direction. So whatever way the turtle's facing, just bring them there. And did you know that a box turtle only roams 1 mile its whole life?
Wow.
That's all it goes. If it is removed from its area or home, then for the rest of its life, it will roam aimlessly, stressed out, trying to find its home until it dies a very sad death. Isn't
weird.
That sad?
What the hell?
Yeah, so please do not remove the turtles. Do not take them home for pets.
Point them in the right direction. I never knew that.
Yes, point them in the right direction.
That they're pointing.
Yes, that they're walking, whatever direction that is. Just keep them moving in that direction. And if one is injured, please mark the exact spot found. So if you bring this animal into the wildlife, you know, rehab, they can return it to that same exact spot.
Wow.
So yeah, so
and that's
just
easy to do now with your GPS on your phone.
Yeah, you just mark your thing, right?
Yeah.
There's another thing here too about deer. Little baby deers are being born now, and if I came across this little baby deer, I would be like, "Oh my God, this baby deer.
Let's bring it home.
Let's bring it home. Let's move it. Oh my God, it's going to starve to death." But really, please don't. Just let them stay there. The mother deer put the baby deer in this particular spot or in a spot because they know that it's safe there, and then the mom will go and it will eat the food. So the baby deer can't run away, so please don't take it anywhere. And they're happily waiting for the mom to return. So if you must do something, you can call your nearest wildlife rescue and just question about it. But you want to leave those deer there. You don't want to pick them up and bring them home like I would do and cause them problems. So I just want to remind everybody one last time about this action alert that we got today, and it's really, really easy to do. You just look. You can just even look up really quickly, like, who is my House representative? Who is my, you know, Minnesota senator? Or if you don't even live in Minnesota, this is a bill that's going anywhere. So anywhere you live. So it's the Puppy Protection Act, and it's House File 2840 and Senate File 1385. And this is something that's near and dear to my heart. You know, we have, I've talked about our dog Gracie, and Gracie spent many, many years, 7 years to be exact, in an indoor facility in either Iowa or Ohio. I can't remember what state where she came
They're
from.
They're all the same to you New Yorkers.
Anyway, she stayed in an indoor facility in a wire cage. You know, there was somebody who came around once a week to fill her automatic food and water dispensers. So she really had no socialization. So she didn't have any socialization. When we got her, she had three teeth. She had three teeth, and had to get the rest
It's sad
taken
because
out.
Of bad diet. Look what Nina put up, Wendy.
Rabbits leave their babies alone for long periods of time, too. Thank you so much for saying that. And, you know, another thing, I'm glad you brought that up, Nina, about the rabbits, because rabbits are making their nest right now. And a lot of times what they'll do is they'll just dig a little hole in your lawn. And,
what?
Yeah, it's like right under kidding. The ground. It's very close to the surface. So when I was at my niece's house 2 weeks ago in New York, last year she had bunnies in her yard. So she has a gardener that comes and mows the lawn, and she goes out and she puts a little picket fence around the nest so that they won't chop over them. So yeah, so you can check your lawn and see, but don't you don't want to let the
Yeah, you see, sorry to interrupt you. You're on a roll there. We got a minute left. Our Facebook user said probably Ohio, where they have huge issues with Amish
puppy mills. Amish are notorious for having puppy mills. They sell their dogs online and in pet stores.
But they make good furniture, I hear.
They make good furniture, yeah. Not the dogs, but the Amish people.
Oh, good.
But, so
Wendy with the joke. That was good.
Yeah. These dogs really deserve so much more. Gracie, at the end of her 7 years, she was auctioned off for $35. You know, her poor little body was worn out, and she was auctioned off. So she really had to relearn how to be a dog. And Robert and I were just saying today, she's 13 years old, and she acts like a puppy because she wasn't ever able to do that. So she's reliving her doggyhood, I guess, not her childhood.
I kind of do that, too.
Yeah.
I got all those baseball cards. Hey, that was Beth Castle that said that. Thanks, Beth. Wow. Good to talk to you. Warrior Woman Project creator and filmmaker and professor. So thanks, Beth. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I don't know, Misko's not here, so we're going to be talking more about more stuff.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minneapolis Public Schools wants to hire you. They have a variety of positions to start your career. You can work in the classroom as a teacher or classroom support, or work outside the classroom as a bus driver, in the culinary wellness department to help prepare nutritious meals, or keeping the building safe and sanitized as a custodian. Bilingual, bicultural, candidates encouraged to apply. Start your career in education and apply today at jobs.minneapolis.k12.mn.us.
Are you nervous to go to your mailbox and see one more past due mortgage bill? You could qualify for financial assistance through Home Help MN if you have fallen behind on your mortgage payments due to the pandemic. This Minnesota housing program even has money available to help with other past due mortgage-related expenses. Learn more at homehelpmn.org or call 1-800-388-3226.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Take two.
Yeah.
Take two.
Oh, Wendy forgot it was a live show. Hey, wow. So I know Gina's got some things to talk about.
Yeah.
And Wendy, you got, I don't know if it's a quick update, but talking about bears.
I have another quick update too. But go ahead, Gina. Do it.
Yeah, Gina.
I was just going to talk about dandelions and a few other events.
I love dandelions. Yes. Tell our audience about dandelions. They're fantastic.
Oh my gosh, I know. And so you've spoken on the show before about No Mow May.
Yes.
And I've been home for a minute, which is quite unusual, traveling all over northern Minnesota, trying to save the world. But I've been home for a minute trying to deal with water in my basement because it's flooding in my area hardcore, and just the rains and all that stuff. And like I say before, like, thank you, Mother Nature, for blocking roads for us this year with all their flooding. It's my way of getting through having to have my commutes being taken longer because of the flooded roads. But so back to dandelions, I have been home for a minute and I've noticed that quite a few of my neighbors not only have already mowed their lawns, but they have also sprayed their lawns. Mm-hmm. And my neighbor last weekend mowed his lawn and sprayed it. And I was out in my yard and he's like, hey, do you want me to spray your yard too? And I loved it because it was a great opportunity to educate some people about not mowing their lawn. And he looked at me like I was crazy the whole time, but he's been waving more at me lately. So maybe I got through to him. But so dandelions, they are not only the first food for pollinators, they're really, really good for humans as well. And growing up, I was always taught they were poisonous. And whenever I have recently been advocating for dandelions, people keep saying the same thing. Aren't they poisonous? But not really. Only if you eat them in the amounts like you would eat other foods, you know? So dandelions are great. They're highly nutritious. They contain potent antioxidants. They help fight inflammation. They aid in the blood sugar management. They reduce cholesterol and triglyceride levels. They lower blood pressure. They promote liver health. And they may also aid in weight loss. Oh my gosh. Why are we killing dandelions with cancerous toxic poisons?
Exactly. And dandelions tell you what's going on with the dirt in the in your yard. And if you cut them down, they just grow back stronger also. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I love about it. You can just go out into your yard, pick some dandelions, make some tea, and it's good practice. It's good medicine. And
Kathleen, so she likes fried dandelions is the best. And Alice, who's becoming our number one fan here, she raised her kids on dandelion greens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to try that. I've never tried that. There's a lady on the internet, an older, like a old woman in like her 90s.
Okay.
And she goes out and picks the dandelions and then she shows you how to clean the leaves and everything. And then she just puts like a little oil and vinegar and makes a salad from the leaves and it looks quite yummy. So, I'd like to try that sometime. So I think maybe I will try to do that.
That's great. Gina, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, May is law in a lot of cities here in Minnesota, and I know it isn't here. And we look at that grass, and it's like concrete, Wendy, isn't it?
It is. I know. I don't even want my dogs to walk on those lawns that are like perfectly look like carpets because I know that there's poison on the lawn, and I don't want, you know, that's a lot of reasons why dogs get different types of cancers too from walking out and being on the lawns and stuff. So yeah,
Nina's got some good points here too, but we only got a couple minutes, Wendy, and I was wondering if we could stretch out our sacred animal and our relative section there. I think you have a quick, cute little update.
I have a really good update, which I'm really happy about, and I just heard today. It's in a New York Times article. I don't have it in front of me, but I read it earlier today. The Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Yes.
You know how they used to travel around the United States, and they'd have lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. They're coming back this year, and they're traveling around the United States. But guess what?
No animals.
No animals in their acts.
Awesome.
And I just want to say, just like what Gina says, you know, bringing awareness to people because a lot of people don't know about the cruelty that happens with these animals traveling from city to city and so on and so forth, and how they're trained. They're trained in horrible conditions, and they're forced to live a life that they weren't meant to be. They're forced to perform tricks that their bodies aren't really meant to do, and it's really painful to them, and they live a horrible life. So after years and years and years and years of advocating for these animals and bringing awareness, I am just thrilled that Barnum and Bailey Circus is not having any more animal acts. There's another circus that comes around
Shriners
in this area, which we have protested
many times.
I would ask people not to buy a ticket to a circus that has these animals performing in them. You know, go to Circus Olay, you know, or you know, find a circus where there's acrobats and, you know, people doing tricks and things like that. But if there's any animals involved, I really appreciate it if you didn't buy a ticket.
Yeah. That's a really good call, Wendy. And it's good to hear that. I mean, things change slowly, but they do change and people get awoke. And I think, you know, generations have to lose control of what's going on because a lot of their comeback is that's the way it's always been. And you know.
Right. We have to vote for leaders who are standing with you, with your beliefs, and who will vote on specific bills that will help, whether it's the environment, whether it's an animal issue, what it is. So, and I know for a fact that the legislative assistants that work for these senators and the representatives, they make a tally of all the emails they get about a certain specific subject or item, or their phone calls. They tally them up and they show them to the senator. Hey, we got 12 phone calls today about this Puppy Protection Act.
Right.
Maybe you should take a look at this, or this is an important thing. Your constituents are really concerned about it. And they do. They do care about it.
Or they're glad to hear it because they support it.
Exactly. You know, it brings awareness that they didn't know about it either.
Yeah.
So it really is important to do that. Make the quick phone call, quick email. Literally, it was 10 minutes today.
And, you know, that's why we talk about what's going on with Line 3 and our and our rice up north and our nations and our tribes all over the country. And that's why we keep on speaking in a good way about this, because your voice matters, and I just want to say that and remind that, and to everyone out there, and do it in a good way. And we call the governor all the time.
We
give out his number all the time.
Yeah, Archbishop Desmond Tutu says, "If you are neutral in situations of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor."
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, I like the New York accent.
Oppressa.
Oppressa. So, a great show. Gina, thanks for sticking on with us the whole time and listening to our jibber jabber. But you also had a lot of good things today, as always. And I would like to end with these thoughts. If you are listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. We are all on trial. From Chief Pawlenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Pini Gigi Wendy, as always. Gina, thank you so much for all you do for Mother Earth and helping us out. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier. Stop Line 3 and 5. You still can get vaccinated and boosted.
Adopt, don't shop. I'll throw that in there too. But again, free Leonard Peltier. We'll see you tomorrow live around the lake.
For the latest buzz on pets from down the block, around the corner, and across the country, we